Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Lucky for you, that's what I like.
That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:30 now. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Sedgwick County government officials are grappling with a challenge by atheists to a decades-old practice of opening county meetings with prayer. The Wichita Eagle reports Sedgwick County Commissioner David Unruh said during a public meeting Tuesday that if they don't believe in God, he doesn't care if they go to hell. The Kansas Senate has unanimously confirmed Gina Meyer Hummel as the state secretary for Children and Families.
The action Wednesday showed that legislators upset with problems at the Department for Children and Families have confidence in Meyer Hummel. Several senators told her during a confirmation hearing last week she has already made improvements since becoming acting secretary in December. Meyer Hummel was executive director for a nonprofit Lawrence Children's Shelter before becoming acting secretary. She replaced former secretary Phyllis Gilmore. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police are looking for a male suspect who robbed a Subway sandwich shop in the Delano neighborhood west of downtown Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Tuesday night.
The police stated he was preparing for closing when an unknown suspect entered the business, walked behind the counter, pointed a handgun at him, and demanded money. Money was then given to the suspect, who fled the store on foot.
Suspect, who had a thick beard, was wearing all dark clothing, including a black hoodie and a black baseball cap.
Police on patrol in northwest Wichita Tuesday afternoon noticed suspicious activity outside a Quick Trip at 21st and Arkansas, and it led to the arrest of armed teenagers. Officer Davidson says when an SUV left the parking lot, officers tried to stop the vehicle, but the driver sped away.
The driver drove behind a residence in the 2400 block of North Rosenthal and struck a fence. 18-year-old male front passenger fled from the vehicle and threw a handgun over a fence in the process. A 16-year-old male driver was also taken into custody, and a gun was located in the proximity of the driver.
The 18-year-old passenger was arrested and issued a court date for possession of drugs. The 16-year-old driver was booked into the juvenile detention facility on several charges. Another car from the parking lot was spotted at a residence in the 2300 block of North Jackson. An 18-year-old man at that location was arrested for criminal possession of a weapon.
The House has overwhelmingly passed legislation aimed at preventing another school shooting.
What do we want?
Students across the country took to the streets on Wednesday to protest gun violence and the lack of movement by elected leaders. What they got was a bill that addresses school safety, but not gun control. The House passed a measure that provides $50 million a year to train students and school personnel and pay for locks on classroom doors and reinforced entryways. The president backs the legislation, tweeting, "A tragedy like Parkland can't happen ever again." The man accused of that tragedy at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School appeared in a Florida courtroom on Wednesday. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty against 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz.
In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News.
A candidate for the U.S. Senate thinks it's a good idea to provide guns to homeless people.
Libertarian Brian Ellison is running for the U.S. Senate in Michigan. He reckons he, and most of us, can afford a gun, but vulnerable homeless people can't.
They're significantly more likely to be victims of a crime. So, you know, they certainly don't have the means to protect themselves. You and I do. If you wanted to own a gun, you could. I certainly do. But they don't have the means to do that. And so they're just easy targets.
And he's putting his money where his mouth is, raising $10,000 to provide 20 homeless people with guns and training. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear start to the day here in south central Kansas, it is going to be sunny, windy, and warm this afternoon. We'll likely be in the upper 60s by lunchtime, 77 for the high with gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour, so a red flag warning for fire danger goes into effect. Tonight's low near 50, breezy and 73 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 47 degrees, south wind at 14 miles per hour. The only good thing about that story is that he's not going to use taxpayer money.
Not if he's a libertarian.
No, that's, I don't know if that gentleman has ever been around, and I'm stereotyping a great deal, but I drive down to church at Central and Broadway on Sunday mornings, and sometimes in the afternoon around time for the Lord's Diner. God bless him. Lord's Diner does great work. Catholic Church does too, but I don't think the people that I'm seeing are people who ought to be given firearms. I'm sorry. They just shouldn't be under any circumstances.
Well, are the people that he is intending to give guns to, will they undergo a background check? How do you know you're not giving a gun to someone that will not use it? He said there is going to be training.
Going to be training. Yeah. But it's going to be one of those things where, excuse me, sir, can you spare a dollar? No, I can't. Oh, I think you better, because look at here. I mean, this is not, okay. Well, I'm not voting in that election. And if I did, that gentleman, he wouldn't get my vote, and I probably would suggest some sort of psychiatric training for him. 634 with Steve and Ted. Would you like cream, sugar, and an artwork with that? South Korean barista is charming customers at his coffee shop by drawing intricate artworks on the foamy, creamy toppings of their drinks. Lee Kang Bin uses food colorings and small brushes, spoons, and tools that look like mini ice picks to draw people, animals, Disney characters, and landscapes in cups of coffee. Lee also has recreated famous paintings such as the 1893 Edvard Munch masterpiece, The Scream.
Wow.
Lee creates the designs at the see-through coffee shop in Seoul and calls them cream art. Says the delicate process takes him about an hour per cup. By that time, I got to tell you, that coffee's going to be pretty cold. I guess you do it so that you can snap a selfie or something, and then have them heated up in the microwave later. Anyway, it's a great idea, but, well, it's not a great idea. It's a lot of time-consuming stuff.
He's probably very rapid with it.
I'm sure. It takes him an hour, but for each cup. But
It does seem a bit excessive.
I don't think it's a business.
Somebody's paying him for that.
Well,
and he's making national headlines, apparently.
I think it's his business, so apparently they're paying him extra for it. That's got to be it. Wildlife officers say a Northern California man shot more than 130 hawks and other protected birds of prey.
That's not good.
California Fish and Wildlife spokesman Captain Patrick Foy says officers found hawks heaped in piles on the man's property in rural Lassen County, which borders Nevada. Wildlife agency calls it California's largest poaching case on record involving raptors. Foy says a tip about a man shooting a hawk led wildlife officers to the property. Officers have arrested the property owner and charged him with illegally killing raptors and other protected birds. Foy says authorities don't know what motivated the killings. Apparently, he just wanted to shoot birds, and he did. And as long as we're talking about, I don't know, I'm getting in trouble. I'm not anti-firearm specifically, but how about this one? This is a big one coming from California. Teacher accidentally discharged a firearm while teaching a public safety class.
Yeah, saw this yesterday.
Injuring one student at Northern California school. Dennis Alexander, who is Seaside City's mayor pro tem and a reserve officer with the Sand City Police Department, was teaching a lesson at Seaside High School when he pointed his gun into the ceiling and accidentally fired it, said Abdul Pridgen, who is the city's police chief. 17-year-old student hit injured by a bullet fragment as debris fell from the ceiling. So these are not serious injuries. Alexander has been placed on administrative leave from his teaching job, says a spokesman for the school district. And I got to tell you, if your firearm training person does this, wow. All right, it's no comment. 6:37 now with Steve and Ted. Hey, tomorrow morning, Ted.
Yes.
43rd annual original Blarney breakfast.
How about that?
It's going to be at Old Chicago East Kellogg and Rock from 6 to 9:30 a.m. Come on out and see us. It's a fundraiser for Rainbows United every year. Tickets are $15 for adults and $5 for children, and there's good food and a lot of fun, and it's a party. I'm going to be over there and at the Blarney Breakfast and look forward to seeing you. Come on by and say hi. That's tomorrow morning, the 43rd annual original Blarney Breakfast Heat at Old Chicago in East Wichita.
One of Wichita's great annual events.
A tradition. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle Wednesday morning shot up to new highs for the week, then struggled to maintain their strength. There was some two-sided trading, and the close was mostly on the positive side. We've seen cattle trade at 127 to 128 this week, with the best volume so far being in our southern plains. The lean hogs traded mixed and made new highs for the week and closed positive, except for the April contract. On the close yesterday, April live cattle $1.10 higher at 123 even. April feeder cattle 42 cents higher at 142.72. And April lean hogs 85 cents lower at 66.87. And yesterday, the soybean futures had double-digit losses and made new lows for the week. Profit-taking was spurred by a farmer survey showing that the U.S. will plant a record 92.1 million acres of soybeans. Now, also, early harvesting of Argentine soybeans are yielding better than expected. At the moment, May KC wheat's 3.5 cents higher, 5.28 1/4. May corn's a penny higher, 3.89 3/4. With the May soybean 7.5 cents higher, 10.39 3/4. April crude oil 28 cents higher, 61.24. April gold $3.30 lower, 1,322.20. The June S&P's 2.25 points higher, at 27.56 1/4. March dollar index 13 cents higher, 89.82. And the June Dow Jones futures are up 55 points at 24,843. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, no rain over there in Augusta overnight?
None whatsoever.
Hmm.
And I think our best chances going into the weekend are going to be north of us.
Okay, so if you don't look at... Okay, we talk about rain every day. Let's talk about something else, okay? Let's talk about basketball.
Okay.
One of your favorite topics. We got the big March Madness starts here today in Wichita. How about that?
Exactly. You're gonna, like the madness already started in Wichita. Everybody showing up to watch the practice.
Yeah, I think so. Ted said it won 13,000 people out there to see KU.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. They should have charged admission. They didn't, but, you know.
Well, you charge them after they get in. Charge them on the way out.
You know, why didn't somebody think about it, man? That's a great idea. Admission is free. Exiting is going to cost you $10. Well, but they could stay there, and then they'd have seats for the big games coming up. So they,
I got a feeling they'd clear a place before then.
Yeah, I don't think we've thought this one through all the way. But all right, sir, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, 641 Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Your house is not a bank, says Don. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.